Praise God. Hosea 4:6. Oh, famous Hosea 4:6. Praise God. Oh, the Lord is good. The Lord is awesome. Things are happening. He's faithful to complete what He started. Hosea 4:6. Would you read it with me? Is everybody there? Glory to God. Amen. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, wait a minute. First of all, you must understand that knowledge is a representation of truth, right? Truth. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected my truth, I will what? Reject you from being priest for me. Priest is a place where we are able to minister to the Lord. It is a place where we're walking in the presence of God. The one thing that prevents us from getting in God's presence is not walking in truth. Just because you know the truth doesn't free you. You must walk in the truth. That's what frees you. Amen? Okay. He said, I will also reject you from being priests for me. And because you have forgotten the law, or because you've forgotten the truth of your God, I will also forget your what? Children. Amen? We've talked about this before. Even in the understanding that some of us went, we were forgotten because we didn't know the ways, did we? Amen. So it's our responsibility to get in line and know the ways so that our children won't be forgotten or forsaken. Amen. It's really important. Amen. So we see here that lack of truth, amen, or refusing to use it, removes us from the presence of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4. One of the things that happens is when we get removed from the presence of God, we begin to get dull. Our spiritual dullness, our senses begin to get dull. Does everybody understand it? They're no longer sharp anymore. And it is a very, very important that you and I stay sharp in the Spirit. Because if we don't stay sharp in the Spirit, we pick up other things. Amen? It is so important. We get moved out of position. All kinds of things happen to us. And I want to talk about spiritual dullness. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Is everybody there? And we'll start at verse 2. Read it with me, please. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. That means, you know what? We're not doing things behind closed doors that we wouldn't do before an open door. Amen? We've renounced the things of shame and hidden things that we used to do. We've renounced them. We've confessed them. We've severed them. We no longer touch them. We no longer do them. Amen? It says in verse 3, but even if our gospel, which is a representation of truth, is veiled, hello? It is veiled to those who are what? Perishing. Let me share something with you which is really important. Spiritual dullness is the access and way to beginning to perish. Because if we're blinded from the truth and can't walk the truth, we're going the wrong way. We're going the wrong way. And it's just a matter of time where it comes full blown. And not only do you know it, but everybody else knows it. Amen? It says, whose minds the God of this age has what? Blinded. Who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Now who's the God of this age? Satan. Okay. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. One of the things that happens is when you and I become spiritually dull, we begin to work in our own strength. We begin to do things in the natural realm, in our own flesh. We begin trying to fix things. We spend more time on the phone than we do at the throne. We begin to, our focus begins to change. We begin to get so involved in family and in business and everything else that we forget that we're supposed to be upright royalty children. Amen. Because we've become spiritually dull. Amen? Blinded by Satan. We lose sight of the truth and we rely on our own wisdom and strength because we become spiritually dull. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Oh, to God be the glory. Did you notice that when we got in God's presence, how you changed?
Amen.
Oh, glory. That's where we want to live. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2. For what? Come on, read it with me. For what man? Verse 11, I'm sorry. I thought I said it. Hallelujah. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? So listen, do you want to know just the things of a man? No, that's carnal. Even so, no one knows the things of God except for what? So it's very important for me and you to not get caught up in spiritual dullness, but to be sharp in the spirit. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. You know, when you're spiritually dull, you lose sight of the things that have been given to you by God. And what happens is we fight in the natural realm to try and keep the things that God has given us. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 13. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but with what? Which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing what? Spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually what?
Discerned.
They are spiritually discerned. When spiritual dullness comes, one of the first things that happen is we lose discernment of the Spirit. We lose discernment. We lose the sensitivity to the spiritual things. We become unresponsive, disinterested, unable to walk in the Spirit. Everybody got it? In fact, there's a certain arena where we can't even hear anymore and all kinds of other things. It's like, you know, those commercials that have the cellular phones, you know, you hear the... Hello, you there? We can't tune in anymore because we're so dulled. And what happens is we begin to rely on everybody else. Hello? We begin to rely on circumstances to direct us. And we rely on what we see and what we feel. And it always leads us the wrong way. Spiritual dullness. All praise God. Go to Acts 28. First we got to understand what spiritual dullness is, right? Is everybody all right? That's good. Don't get spiritually dull on me, all right? We're going to sharpen it tonight. What have they got? Acts 28. Everybody's searching themselves through. Man, was that me today? Is the Spirit talking to me? Hey, man, he's talking to all of us. You know, when we become spiritually dull, we don't know what to do. And we have a tendency to want to know instead of trust. Okay. Acts 28 and verse 23. So when they had appointed him a day, and they're talking about Paul, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God. Now he was preaching about the kingdom of God. He was testifying of it. Persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets, from morning till evening. Now Paul was, you know, he was declaring, he was preaching, he was casting, he was doing it, man. And some were persuaded by the things which were spoken, and some disbelieved. So when they did not agree among themselves, they departed after Paul had said one word. The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah, the prophet, to our fathers, saying, go to this people and say, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have what? Grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it. Let me share something with you. When we become spiritually dull, it becomes hard to hear. Amen. Hard to understand. We lose vision, and we miss God. And that's the purpose of darkness, is try to dull you. To dull us. You know, he's trying, blinding us dulls us, doesn't it? Now, I mean, you know, did you ever start off, you realize that when you started off as a believer, you were on fire. Man, yes, this is what I want. I'm willing to do anything, Lord. I don't care about nothing. As long as I'm serving you, whatever. And all of a sudden, things begin to change. It's because we become spiritually dull. Amen? Dullness has come. Do you ever notice that when dullness also shakes hands with numbness? Hello? We become numb to the presence of God. We become numb to the unction of the Holy Spirit to go do this or go do that. Amen? We become numb. And we fall. We fall into desires of the flesh, lust of the eye, and pride of life. And we actually trying to convince ourselves that we're all right. But we're not. Amen? Does everybody understand that? And what happens is we begin to look at everybody else's faults. We begin to look at everybody else's faults to try and justify our own. Come on, is everybody all right? We need to learn this, don't we? Praise God. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Oh, to God be the glory. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3. This should be a short, simple teaching. I said, should be. Come on. We're going to get a hold, we're going to get surgery tonight, okay? Dr. Jesus is in the house. It may hurt, but it will heal. Amen. How many times have you learned by your lessons? you know, you realize something's real sharp, and next time you go grab that knife or whatever, you go, man, I ain't touching that one. I remember how sharp that was. It hurt. It cut real good. You know, when you know those dull knives. I got some butter knives that are sharper than some of these other knives in my house, you know. The other day I was cutting a roll and went right through, and the knife went right on the palm of my hand. I go, oh, dear God. And I thought, oh, that's a dull one. And I looked at my hand, there was nothing wrong with it. I said, man, a butter knife sharper than this one, you know. So I was okay. But, you know, it didn't cut. Hello? Dullness, when we're so dull to the Spirit, we can't receive what He's saying. It doesn't cut. Oh, to God be the glory. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. Come on, read it with me. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. That's troubles, isn't it? It's going to get harder. You know that your fight today is harder than it was yesterday. And your fight tomorrow will be harder than it is today. So the quicker we die to self and the quicker we get into the place we're supposed to be, the easier the fight will be. And you thought it was going to get easier, huh? For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. Come on, it's okay. You can receive the conviction tonight. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanders, without self-control, brutal despisers of good. Now, wait a minute. Look at it. It doesn't mean that you're every one of them. If any one of them has affected you, hello, anyone has affected you. Verse 4. Then we become what? Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Wow. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. That's a powerful statement. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. You know. Lovers of pleasure. I need to repeat this. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. We'd rather be mused than be used. Hello? Having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people, turn away. Hello? Come on. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible men and women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts. What they're doing is enticing someone to sin. We know that's the voice of the stranger, isn't it? Listen, come on, read 7 with me. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. In other words, always learning but never able to walk in the truth. Amen? Always learning, not able to understand with the truth and obey it. Go to verse 12. Come on, read it with me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. You know what they do? They do everything they can to avoid persecution. Come on. How many times the Holy Ghost said to you, I want you to do this? You're, man, I can't do that. I might get, what will people think of me? I might get persecuted. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned, and be assured of knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen? Praise God. So we see here, not willing to suffer, take the easy way out with manipulation, justification, and rebellion to the truth. We become covetous of money, material, and worldly things, not able to discern between holy and unholy, clean and unclean. Has everybody got it? Should I repeat it?
Yeah.
Not willing to suffer, but will take the easy way out. With manipulation, justification, and rebellion to the truth. We become covetousness of money, material, worldly things. Not able to discern between holy and unholy, clean and unclean, because we've become spiritually dull. Amen? Praise be to God. Get the tape. You can get it all. Get the tape, okay? Romans 1. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Romans 1. Now listen, I want to share with you. Every believer gets caught up in this. Every believer gets caught up in spiritual dullness. So don't think you're the only one. Okay? Every believer gets caught up in it. The thing is to discern it and get out right away. That's the importance of it. It's to discern it and get out right away before it leads to disaster. Okay? That ought to take the pain off you tonight. Took the pain off of me. Hey, I had to listen to this before you did, you know. Oh, praise God. 128. Is everybody there? Romans 128. Glory to God. Read it with me. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to the debased mind to do things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of, it says knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only to do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. In other words, hanging around with those who practice them instead of being separated and being, the Bible says, do not be unevenly yoked, because they hang around with them because manipulation is involved, because they use one another for their own selfish gain, whether it be in household, business, or friendship. Chapter 2, verse 5. Aren't you glad you came to this Bible study tonight? Praise be to God. In verse 5, hey, it's why it's called True Ministries. Truth will set you free. In verse 5, but in accordance with your hardness, and your impotent, now listen, that means unrepentant heart. You are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath, and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. That's powerful. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. Hallelujah. We need to come out of spiritual dullness quickly. Quickly. Psalm 92. Just for you. Oh, hallelujah. Spiritual dullness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalm 92. In verse 4. Psalm 92 and verse 4. Everybody there? Let's read it together. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. Come on, read it with me. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. So it says that a senseless man doesn't know or a fool understand. Why? Because he's picked up spiritual dullness. Amen? What happens is we become senseless. You know what I'm saying? We can't spiritually discern. Our senses become dull. Everything becomes dull. We begin to lose focus. We begin to lose vision. In fact, what happens in this arena is we begin to move away from the gifts of the Spirit. We don't pray as much in the Spirit. We don't rely on the tools of the Spirit to guide us. Amen? We begin to rely on everything else in the natural. In fact, when somebody upsets you, you want to shoot back thinking it's that person, and you lose sight that you're not fighting flesh and blood. What you're focusing on is individuals in the natural, temporary realm instead of the eternal realm of the Spirit. Did you hear what that dude did to me? Do you know who's in that dude? Remember, they lose sight, they become unsensitive to the push of the devil and the leading of the Spirit. They begin to criticize and shoot out the mouth to justify and to build one's flesh up. And they dance around and say, my flesh is greater than yours. My flesh is bigger than your flesh, right? Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Psalm 82. Don't worry, there is hope. There is hope. He's faithful daddy, right? Don't give up. Psalm 82 and verse 5. Come on now. Read it with me. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. I said, you are gods, and all you are the children of the Most High. But you shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For you shall inherit all nations. Now listen, what are you saying? Listen, we become unstable because of spiritual dullness. We become wishy-washy, compromised. One day we're up, the next day we're down. In fact, that morning you're up, and that afternoon you're down. We become stuck in the soulish arena. And we become puffed up instead of straightened up by the Spirit. We forget that we are royalty, that we are children and the offspring of the Most High, that we've been granted eternal life, that we are from the seed of Abraham, and that all things have been given to me and you by the Spirit of the living God. But the spiritual dullness that has come upon us has blinded us of who we are. Hello? Luke 12. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Luke 12. And verse 54. Is everybody there? 12:54. Hallelujah. Read it with me. Then he also said to the multitudes, whenever you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately say, a shower is coming, and so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be hot weather, and there it is. Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it you do not discern this time? How many times have we missed God because of spiritual? You got to understand something. When the Lord, see, the spiritual realm sees what God is doing. Do you understand that? Every time he's trying to get something to you, the powers of darkness attack the most. The word says that the seed is planted and it's watered and then increased. The seed is planted, it's watered, then increased. Well, once the powers of darkness plant a corruptible seed, they begin to water it. You don't even know they're watering it. What they're actually doing is dulling you and numbing you so that you can't tell their presence. Next thing you know, that seed is growing and growing and growing. Next thing you know, you find out that your fruit, you've looked at your own fruit going, my God, what's happened to me? Why am I doing this? Why am I saying these things? I didn't do this 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, a month ago. What's going on? Spiritual dullness. His partners call the deaf and dumb spirit. He brings spiritual dullness. And verse 57. Yes, and why? Even of yourselves, do you not judge what is right? In other words, we can't even judge what's right. Amen? Can't judge, discern time. When we get pushed, we lose sight, we lose the sensitivity of being led by the Spirit. Amen? And we cannot discern. We begin to touch unclean things. We begin to do things justifying in the flesh. And our desire is to fulfill the flesh, but we can never get fulfilled. We can never get fulfilled. We become miserable and tormented because we can't get fulfilled. We're trying to get fulfilled, and we can't. No matter what you do, you can't get fulfilled because the only one that can fulfill you is His presence. Come on, when we were in the world, we did sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and it wasn't enough. Amen? I mean, we did all kinds of stuff. It wasn't enough. We always wanted more. But we wanted more of the world instead of wanting... And the whole thing is you and I were looking for Daddy of Heaven the whole time. Because only He could fulfill There isn't anything greater than to have prayer answered and revelation of knowing He's there. Hallelujah. Hebrews 5. Hebrews chapter 5. Glory to God. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9. Hebrews 5, verse 9. Is everybody there?
Hallelujah.
Come on. Ooh, whoa. This is good. Let's start at verse 6. As He, who is Jesus, also says in another place, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of His flesh, when He had offered up prayers and supplications, with vehement cries and tears to Him, who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of His godly fear or reverence. Though He was a son, yet He learned obedience by the things which He what? Oh. We learned obedience by the things which we suffer, hopefully. And having been perfected, He became the author of the eternal salvation to all who obey Him. Called by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have much to say and are hard to explain, since you have become what? Dull of hearing. Well, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. Have to go back to the foundations again. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen? Praise God. So we can't allow spiritual dullness to come upon us. When it does, we must discern it. You know what? We all know when it's starting to come. As soon as we start to justify, we know it's there. You know what I'm saying? As soon as we start to justify. As soon as you begin to justify, you must understand that there's spiritual forces coming against you. Well, I deserve this. I have a right to be this way. I've been good for so long. I worked hard all day today. You know, I was in a world, we'd look for every excuse to get high. Work for 3 days, of course, stayed up partying, worked for 3 days. Oh, let's stay up another day. I worked this hard. You know, dog got hit by a car. Let's party. You know, whatever it was. You know, the mailman put the mail in the wrong box. Party! You know, didn't matter. We looked for anything. You know. My wife left, party, you know what I mean? That's what we did. It didn't matter. We didn't care about nothing. You know? Hallelujah. Hey, man, we speak truth here. Praise God. So we become dull of hearing. When the spiritual dullness comes upon you, you lose sight of all sorts of things where you become numb to things. Your senses, everything becomes numb. You fall in a stupor. Simple word, stupid. Are the things of the Spirit. Amen? We lose sight. We lose all of these things. The next thing we're doing is fulfilling the flesh. That deaf and dumb spirit comes upon us, and he serves us. He's not doing the Holy Ghost shuffle, let me tell you. He serves us. Go to Ezekiel 33. Ezekiel 33. Praise God. I know he's in here somewhere. I love Ezekiel stuff, man. Glory. Ezekiel 33. Is everybody there? And verse, a quick verse. Quick verse now. Verse 5. Somewhere around there. Oh, this is beautiful. Hold on, we got to start somewhere else. Start at verse 1. Hallelujah. Again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people and say to them, when I bring the sword upon a land, and the people of the land take a man from their territory and make him their watchman, when he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood should be on his own head. You know what? When spiritual dullness is there, we miss the warnings of the Lord. We miss the warnings of God. And what happens is the devil comes and steals all kinds of stuff, and we end up having to start all over again. Because the Spirit always tells us things to come. He's trying to give us godly counsel to do the right thing. Because he's with us. The Bible says God's with us, not against us. Right? But if we're not with him, hello? Glory to God. Verse 5. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning. His blood shall be upon himself, but he who takes warning will save his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, hallelujah, so this means that you must be sensitive to also blow the trumpet besides hear it.
Amen.
You must also be able to be sensitive to be able to give warning besides receive warning. And if people are not warned and the sword comes and takes away any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand.
Amen.
Ooh.
Amen.
So we're accountable.
Amen.
Amen. So we're accountable. Especially like even in a discipleship house, when people see people doing things that are not right. If you get caught up in the world and be concerned that, oh, you're a stoolie. And the ship goes down, the blood's on your hand. Anybody that's removed and you didn't warn and let know, the blood is on your hand. Amen. Amen? No matter what, wherever you are, your workplace, whatever, if the Spirit tells you to warn that individual and you don't, the blood's on your hand.
Amen.
And the world says, oh, you're a tatty tail. What do you call that? We are snitch. Man, you snitch, man. What kind of friend are you? I'm a lifesaver. Shut up and get out of trouble. Hello? Quit doing the wrong thing, man. Quit touching unclean things. Amen. Quit going to those places you shouldn't go and hang around with those people you shouldn't hang around with. Cut it out and come out from among them and be separate unto God. Quit trying to build your own house and let the Lord build it. It's a lot more fun. It's less torment.
Amen.
And there's good rest.
Amen.
Death is a wonderful place.
Yes.
Ezekiel 12. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man, I think this is one of the quietest nights we've had here. Praise God. We must be getting an anesthetic for the surgery.
Oh,
Ezekiel 12. Verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, you dwell in the midst of a rebellious house, which has eyes to see but does not see, and ears to hear but does not hear. For they are a rebellious house. Spiritual dullness brings rebellion. Therefore, son of man, prepare your belongings for captivity, and go into captivity by day in their sight. Spiritual blindness, spiritual dullness will bring you into captivity. You shall go from your place into captivity to another place in their sight. It may be that they will consider, though they are a rebellious house. Amen? Amen. Brings us right into captivity. Jeremiah 7. Jeremiah chapter 7. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 23. But this is what I commanded them, saying, Obey my voice, and I'll be your God, and you shall be my people. And walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but followed the counsels and the dictates of their evil hearts, and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt, known as the land of bondage, until this day I have sent to you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they did not obey me or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not obey you. You shall also call to them, but they will not answer you. So you shall say to them, This is a nation that does not obey the voice of the Lord their God, nor receive correction. Spiritual dullness will not receive correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth. Truth, what happens is spiritual dullness creates lies. Justification, hardening of the heart. Next thing you know, you've got a deaf and dumb spirit hindering you, and you've got a lying spirit hindering you. You moved out of the position, you moved out of walking in the Spirit, and you're fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Micah 4. Hallelujah. Micah 4. Glory to God.
6:26.
Right past Jonah. Right past Jonah. Jonah's in there right next to Micah. Good buddies. Praise God. Micah 4. Let's see where we're going. Verse 11. Now also many nations have gathered against you who say, Let her be defiled, and let our eye look upon Zion. But they do not know the what? Thoughts of the Lord, nor do they understand His counsel. Spiritual dullness removes you from the thoughts of God. The Bible says that you and I have the mind of Christ. Those are the thoughts of the Lord. There are some areas where His thoughts and ways are much higher than ours. But you and I still should have the same thoughts of the Lord and concerning and discerning. Does everybody understand that? You and I should be able to understand His counsel. But spiritual dullness prevents us from receiving the counsel of the Lord and understanding and walking in the mind of Christ and His thoughts. For they will gather them like sheaves to the threshing floor. Ouch. Matthew 16. Simple word for spiritual dullness is bonehead. Bonehead. In Matthew 16, praise God. In verse 24. Is everybody there? Matthew 16 and verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. Let me tell you, spiritual dullness, it's very difficult to deny yourself. Because your eyes are on yourself. It's the only thing you can see. Let him deny himself, take up his cross. There's no way you're going to pick up the cross and follow the Lord. Because you first must deny yourself. So you can't do the will of God. It's impossible. The only way that you can do the will of God is, first of all, deny self. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. So we see that there's difficulty in denying self when we're in spiritual dullness. Go to Luke 14. We're almost done. Go home and repent tonight. Guy, we better do it right away. Huh? Oh, God, have mercy. Help. What a bonehead I've been. In Luke 14, praise God. In verse 25, now great multitudes went with Jesus, and he turned and he said to them, can you imagine all these multitudes are following the Lord, and he turns around and says, all right, you ready? If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Spiritual dullness will disqualify you as a disciple. What happens is we compromise. We put more emphasis on family than God. We lose the desire to become a disciple and focus on becoming something else of the world. We get our fulfillment from family instead of His presence. We get our fulfillment from job. We get our fulfillment in being around others instead of Him. We miss the voice that says, my child in whom I'm well pleased. And we look for gratification from someone else to come and say, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Spiritual dullness. If you're looking for someone to come and give you a pat on the back for what you're doing, you're in danger. Hello? Not that it doesn't come. I'd rather have it through God than my desire for it. Do you ever understand that? The Lord knows when we need it. You know what I'm saying? He knows when we need it. He sends it. Because He says He knows, and he knows all of our needs before we ask, right? How many times have you said, Lord, you know, I really need some encouragement. And He sends it. Somehow, some way, I need some encouragement, Lord. You know? Because you have a communication with Him. He knows what's happening. Lord, I need some encouragement. And bam, there it is. Thank you. Thank you. Whew, just brought you out of all the garbage and stirred you up a little bit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you're there, even when I'm a bonehead. Amen? So we begin to compromise. We don't want to do that. People get more excited to go into family functions than to do the will of God. Lord tests us on the simplest things. He tries to show us our heart. Because He already knows it. Don't get me wrong. We got to go to family functions, right? When God sends us, we're to be the witness.
Amen.
They wonder why you're different. They wonder why you're different. Because you're royalty. You are different. You're not a part of this world. You're only passing through. This is not your home. It may be theirs, but not yours. You don't give a hoot about this place. Your only purpose is to rescue souls. Get the gospel out as quick as possible so we can go home.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Yeah, we're to be fruitful and multiply. Okay. According to God's will, not ours. You know? It's all right. We'll get through this tonight, okay? Jesus is coming, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Jesus is coming.
Amen.
He's preparing us.
Amen.
Amen.
He's coming. And He's looking for a blemish-free bride.
Amen.
Come on now, think about where you were when you first got saved and the zealousness and on fire you were with God. Did you lose it? Or are you still putting wood on the fire? He who puts his mind on the things of the flesh shall die. Spiritual death. The fire starts to get quenched. He who puts his mind on the things of the Spirit shall have peace and everlasting life. Right? John 15. Did we go there yet? John 15 and verse 5. Oh, I hate spiritual dullness. That bonehead spirit that comes around, that deaf and dumb spirit, spirit of lying, deceiving. The Bible tells us in the book of Timothy that in the latter days there are many will fall from the faith from taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Well, doctrine of demon, the doctrine of Satan, his first scripture says, do what you feel like. Matthew 15. I mean John 15. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're awake. All right. I thought I was losing everybody. Praise God. John 15. And verse 5. Come on, read it with me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Hello? For without me you can do nothing. So he says you must abide in me, in my presence. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my what?
Disciples.
Praise God. When spiritual dullness comes, fruit stinks. In fact, there's not too much bearing of fruit. Revelation 2. And we'll end here. Revelation 2. Hallelujah. Revelation 2. verse 1, and the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works. He don't miss nothing. Your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who do evil, or who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. I'm a believer, but I don't want to follow. Then you're not a believer. You're a liar. And you have what?
Persevered
and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have what?
Left
your first love. You've left your first love. He's always got a way of escape. Next verses. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works. It's that simple. Does everybody understand it? It's that simple. Repent and start over. Or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Amen. Don't get caught up in spiritual dullness. Check your fruits. And if somebody else is checking your fruits, listen. Amen. We're to be a vessel of honor. Out of me and you shall flow rivers of living water. Not stinky fruit. Amen. Where they have the mind of Christ, not a bonehead. Right? Where they have the joy of the Lord, not the miserableness of the world and the torment of despair. We are royalty. We are king's kids. It's time we started acting like them and not of the world. We're more than conquerors through Christ. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We're a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, everything has become new. So if you've blown it, repent and go back to your first love. Start over again.
Amen.
It's okay. We can do that. The world doesn't even have the opportunity yet. We can do that. Because we're royalty. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for your conviction. And we thank you for accepting our repentance. And Lord, we repent for losing our first love. We repent, Lord, for not completing the things you've asked us to complete. We repent tonight, Lord, for getting sucked up into the world, working in our own strength, and not trusting in you. We repent for allowing the spirit of dullness to blind us, and not taking heed of the counsel that you've spoken through our brothers and sisters to us, or through your voice. We repent for being lovers of money, lovers of self, and not willing to deny ourselves. We repent. We renounce these things and we break and loose ourselves from them. And we bind ourselves to the Anointed One and His anointing. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom in Jesus' name. And everybody said,